Pulling back to the geopolitical picture beyond Iran, Putin's threat to respond several times more powerfully to Ukraine's deepening strikes reflects a Russian military and domestic situation that is significantly more stressed than Moscow's official communications suggest. A record-setting Ukrainian drone campaign, numbers that I've seen described as the largest drone campaign in the conflict to date, has generated a nationwide gasoline crisis inside Russia. When your domestic population starts feeling fuel shortages because military infrastructure is being disrupted, that's a qualitatively different kind of pressure than battlefield losses.
The domestic support erosion point is critical. Russian state polling, which should always be read skeptically, still shows majority support for the military operation. But independent researchers, tracking social media sentiment, funeral announcements, and regional economic indicators, see a different picture. The gasoline crisis is real and visible to ordinary Russians in a way that battlefield setbacks in Ukraine are not. People notice when fuel prices spike or when supplies are rationed.
The Morgan Stanley analysis calling China's rocket program the top threat to SpaceX is worth dwelling on. China's first successful recovery of an orbital rocket booster using a net capture system, that's a technically different approach from SpaceX's propulsive landing, catching the booster in a large mechanical net rather than landing it on legs, represents China closing the reusability gap faster than most Western analysts expected. Morgan Stanley is telling clients that the competitive threat to SpaceX's commercial launch dominance is more credible than it was 18 months ago.
The Saudi-UAE rift, forcing Wall Street banks to pick sides, is a story about the limits of financial neutrality. Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, and other major banks have deep relationships with both Saudi Arabia's public investment fund and Abu Dhabi's sovereign wealth funds, which together deployed an estimated $119 billion in global investments in 2025. As Riyadh and Abu Dhabi increasingly compete for regional dominance, in tourism, AI investment, financial services, arms, those banks are finding that being the trusted advisor to both sides becomes untenable. Deals that require genuine strategic advice force a choice about whose interests you're prioritizing.
The Pentagon's $25 million investment in ReElement, a rare earth startup, is a small dollar figure by Pentagon standards, but a significant policy signal. Rare earth elements, neodymium, dysprosium, praseodymium, are essential for electric motors, defense systems, and AI hardware. China controls roughly 85% of global rare earth processing capacity, which represents a supply chain vulnerability that the Defense Department has been trying to address since at least 2019. ReElement apparently has a novel processing technology that could reduce dependence on Chinese refining. $25 million is a bet on domestic supply chain resilience, not a solution, but it's a bet being placed publicly.
Taiwan's drone industry becoming a major defense export story is fascinating because it represents Taiwan finding a way to leverage the Ukraine conflict's lessons commercially. Taiwan's defense industry has studied drone warfare in Ukraine intensively. What works, what doesn't, what a peer-level adversary needs in its arsenal. Saudi Arabia buying Taiwanese drones is partly about capability and partly about supply chain diversification, away from American and European suppliers who face their own export control constraints. Taiwan benefits from the transaction economically and strategically. It deepens ties with a major Middle Eastern power at a moment when Taiwan's own security calculus is sharply focused on maintaining international relationships.
The Trump Sons and Defense Contracts story, Washington Post analysis, finding companies linked to Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump received over $3.2 billion in federal contracts since their father took office, sits in a category where the numbers are striking enough that the story will have legs regardless of how the White House responds. $3.2 billion in federal contracts to entities tied to the president's adult sons, while those sons remain active in business, is the kind of figure that will reappear in congressional testimony, campaign ads, and legal proceedings for months.